Good afternoon. So this famous story about the Good Shepherd is one of my favorite stories because I always felt that I had a special advantage over all of my classmates in the seminary to understand this passage more than anyone else because of where I grew up. Some of you might know that I grew up in Ventura County, and at that time, which was a very, very small town called Thousand Oaks. It's a very big town now. It was very small then. And it was surrounded by hills, and in those hills were thousands and thousands of sheep. It was a sheep grazing area. There were actually more sheep than people in the town. I remember one day I was with my friends, we were running around the hills, and we came over the top of a hill and looked over the little valley, and there were thousands and thousands of sheep kind of scattered throughout this area. They all got their heads down, they're all munching on grass. And in the very middle, having lunch, was the shepherd. And we're just kind of an interesting scene, we're just kind of watching it. And all of a sudden, the shepherd simply stood up and started to walk. He didn't say anything, there were no commands, and there were no dogs. He simply got up and started to walk. And instantly, every single one of those sheep turned their head up, turned, and started to follow that shepherd. And that's for a couple of reasons. One, they knew the shepherd knew where the best grass and water was, so they're going to follow him. And number two, shepherds are the most frightened and timid of animals imaginable. If those sheep had seen a pack of eighth graders like we were standing on that hill, they would have scattered. They are the most frightened animals imaginable. Just the slightest little sound, and they run to the shepherd. And so it's interesting that Jesus, people misunderstand this gospel very often. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And right before this gospel, he says, follow me. And what he's saying is, I want you to follow me. I don't want you following me as sheep. I want you to follow me as a shepherd. I want all of you to be shepherds, not sheep. I don't want you to be timid. I don't want you to be frightened. I don't want you to be scared. I want you to be like the shepherd who knows where he's going and is not frightened of the wolf and will face down the wolf to protect the sheep. I am calling you not to be sheep. I am calling you to be a shepherd. That's a whole different way of looking at this gospel. And really, if you look at all of the gospel stories, it really is the way Jesus is calling us. He's calling us all to be leaders. You may not be a boss at work. You may not be a captain in the army. But you may have influence over someone else. If you have influence over someone else, then you are a shepherd. Could be a neighbor. Could be a classmate in school. Could be someone at work. Could be somebody, a friend, somebody that you know. If you have any kind of influence over someone else, then you can take on the role of a shepherd. And Jesus would like us to take on that role of being a good guide that can show people the good places to go. I remember the story of a guy reading the newspaper, and he's reading about all these different problems in the world. And he says, oh my God, there's this problem, and this problem, and that problem, and this problem. And he looks up to God, and he says, God, there's all these problems going on. Why don't you do something? And all of a sudden, he hears a voice from heaven and says, I did do something. I created you. Get to work. So we each have our role to play. Now, I'm not going to change anything in the Ukraine. I'm not going to change anything in Israel. I'm not going to change anything in China. But there is our world, my world of the people that I know, friends and neighbors and people that are in my world, if you will. And if I have any chance of influence over them, I don't want to lose that opportunity. You know, we have wonderful people who take on that role of shepherd here at St. Bruno. We just finished our confirmation program. We have wonderful team leaders in that program. And that program brought in about 110 people making their confirmation. And those are people who are now meant to go out in the world with a confirmed faith to be a shepherd, to be a leader, to be someone who speaks, because to be someone who's never silent. So that if they find themselves amongst friends who are saying this bad thing or that bad thing, they will not be silent, they will speak up and lead those people to a better place. In a few weeks, we'll have our first communion. We have over 200 second graders making their first communion. So they're kind of on their way to that role of leadership. And we hope that all of you will take on this role as well. You are not sheep. Jesus is not calling you to be a follower, not calling you to be a sheep. He's calling you to be a shepherd. So let the inspiration of this Mass inspire us that everything that we say and do, when people hear what we say and see what we do, they will want to follow us.